There's fading hope tonight that Israel and the Palestinians can get back on a U.S.-backed plan for peace. Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas resigned today, and that ended weeks of battling with Palestinian President Yasser Arafat. Hours later, Israel launched a missile strike in Gaza against the spiritual leader of the militant group Hamas, Sheikh Ahmed Yassin. He was slightly wounded and 15 other people were hurt. NPR's Julie McCarthy spent the day in Ramallah and sent us this report.
The day's tumultuous events have imperiled the U.S.-backed peace initiative in ways that may take weeks to calculate. Mahmoud Abbas was the Palestinian prime minister the Bush administration and Israel favored as an alternative to Arafat and as an agent of peace. Where Arafat was seen as tolerant of militant groups, Abbas sought to take a tougher line on them. But the veteran Arafat refused to be sidelined, and Abbas's disagreement with him simmered all summer. Palestinian legislators who today listened to Abbas, also known as Abu Mazen, said he had been thwarted in efforts to consolidate fractured security forces and to tackle corruption. Palestinian legislator Hanan Ashrawi.
Of course, Abu Mazen felt he was given a mission impossible, and it's true. And at the same time, he felt that not only was he being let down, that there was a deliberate attempt by many parties, many players, to make him fail. And so, in a sense, I could understand his sense of pain and disillusionment and anger and hurt. And at the same time, we have to address the whole political culture, the whole political system. There is a clear dysfunction.
But the consensus among Palestinian legislators and officials was that Israel, more than any other factor, was responsible for the decision Abbas took to step down. Palestinian Foreign Minister Nabil Sha'af said Israel's accelerated assassinations of Hamas activists deprived Mahmoud Abbas of any room to maneuver.
These murders attempt to block any possible revival of the peace process. They have contributed very much to the resignation of Abu Mazen.
Sha'af said if the Israeli policy is repugnant, the United States, as the sponsor of the peace process, has allowed it to go unchecked.
Who else could have really helped Abu Mazen? Who else could have pressured the Israelis to get back to this peace process? What is going on is nothing but a series of Israeli crimes. And the United States should intervene to try to save the peace process.
The Palestinian foreign minister, however, said he saw no linkage in the timing of today's resignation and Israel's latest assassination attempt in Gaza. Today's missile strike was intended to kill the spiritual leader of Hamas. The wheelchair-bound Sheikh Yassin was wounded in the hand. And Gaza again was the scene of mass anti-Israeli demonstrations. Back in Ramallah, Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas now heads a caretaker government, while President Arafat chooses a successor. By law, Arafat has 2 weeks to do so. Some legislators held out the hope that Abbas might come back as the head of a new government. It was not a sentiment shared on the streets. 23-year-old Ahmed Sawalmeh says Abbas, whom he calls Abu Mazen, won't be missed because he was seen as elevated at the expense of Yasser Arafat and too ready to compromise.
The fact that Abu Mazen was supported by America and by Israel put Abu Mazen in a very bad light. This is what worked against Abu Mazen.
Israel's foreign ministry said following the resignation that the Palestinian people need to choose between peace and violence and repeated its policy of not negotiating with Yasser Arafat. The White House said it is watching events in the region closely and urged both sides to consider the consequences of their actions. Julie McCarthy, NPR News.